Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Growing up, what was your thing to do in the snow? Let's talk about snowmobiling, maybe snowball fights, even yellow snow, Steve.
Okay.
Maybe not. But whatever
it
might be.
Is that your thing?
No. We want to hear your snow stories. 206-803-ROCK. We've been watching Ice Age a lot, and there's a yellow snow moment,
sure.
And Barrett thinks it's so funny.
I'm picturing at some point in college, especially in Pullman.
Oh, my God.
I would not be shocked if Taryn Daly spelled her full name in the snow at some point. I'm not saying you spelled it well.
These hips don't lie.
Okay. In honor of Shakira last night at the Grammys, your hips don't lie as well. That's great.
206-803-ROCK. Growing up, what was your thing to do in the snow?
Someone says, we had a huge hill in our neighborhood. This is a text at 206-803-ROCK. And we would bust out the snowballs and do all that kind of stuff. But also, we would grab our snowboards and go down the hill. That is until my brother took out our neighbor's storage shed. He broke his nose in the process. My parents banned us from doing that ever again.
Ouch.
Yes. Well, you live in a farm area.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's like a lot of open space.
There's a lot of open space.
What would you and your sisters and your brother do?
Well, so we actually grew up in Seattle, so we lived kind of close to Bitter Lake, and there was this awesome hill behind our school there, Broadview Thompson, and you could sled. You could get going so fast and nearly hit the water. So it was always like, is someone going to hit the water? Is someone going to hit the lake? I never saw it, but that was always what we wanted to try to accomplish.
I'm guessing was the water frozen?
Yes.
Okay.
But we could never get going fast enough. We never hit the lake, but it was always what we tried to do.
I was thinking about mine, and it's like, it's a tale of like young and innocent and teen and dumb. So like young and innocent, like my brother and all my friends, whenever like we used to get like when the snow hit sometimes in Brooklyn, New York, like there were times where it was like feet upon feet of snow. And it was awesome as a kid. We'd build these giant mountains where like parking spots would be and like slide down that. But then we got like one of those little like, you know, like for sand castles and things along those lines, but we use it for snow. We would try and build igloos.
Oh, yeah.
And we would build these awesome igloos until we're like, this is amazing. And then we'd get inside of it and just crumble.
Oh, no.
But then as a teen, we were all into, I think it was called skitching. Skitching.
Oh,
or
yeah.
So do you know it? Okay.
I know it because you've told me what it is before.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what it was, and it sounded really cool.
And really dangerous. What you would do is, when it was snowy and icy out, some would do it with skateboards. Those are a little gnarly. Like, they take the wheels and the trucks off their skateboards.
Oh.
And you would grab onto, like, the bumper or something that you could grab onto on the back of a bus, typically. And you would just kind of hold on. And typically, they're not going very fast because snowy conditions, but they're still moving. And you would just ride that until you didn't want to do it anymore, and then you'd let go, which seems like, I'm shocked that there weren't more news stories of kids being run over by other cars.
What did you call it?
Skitching.
See, because is that the same thing as hooky bobbin?
What?
That's what we would call it if you were, like, getting pulled behind a vehicle in the
hooky
snow.
Hooky bobbin. Hooky bobbin sounds amazing. But we would do it without skateboarding, like, just on your shoes. It was so slushy that it wasn't a problem. And it was, like, so much fun. Sometimes you fall on your butt and your whole butt would get soaked. But none of us ever got hurt. But looking back on it, what idiots were we trying to do something as dumb as that? Like hickey bobbing?
Hooky bobbing.
Oh, hooky bobbing.
Hooky bobbing.
Hickey bobbing's a whole other thing.
Skitching and hooky bobbing.